gold-plated diapers.
Hey there, jelly folk, and welcome to another episode of
Flapdoodle Forum,
the show where we discuss the strange occurrences in society and culture,
and provide our feedback and insight for you to enjoy.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Lucas Wilson, with your other host,
Matt Buckley.
Tonight we've got a couple good morsels for you.
We do?
I don't know, do we?
I thought we were just kind of not doing that this time.
You mean we're just going to...
We're just going to improv it.
Improv it? Isn't the show already pretty much that?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. So, we've got some cool stuff to talk about, right?
I hope so.
I know, I've got
some. I've got a lot of articles to choose from.
From IO9?
IO9. I f***ing love science. Nerdist.
I do f***ing love science. They got some good stories.
They do have some good stories. I just saw one recently. I don't think I'm going to share it, so I'll just say it now. Because I think I already went over something similar. I think it was related to it earlier.
Luke, your flashlight's dead.
Yeah, I keep putting batteries in it and they don't work. The bulb might be dead. I don't know.
Is your story tonight more discussion based or?
We'll see, but I just wanted to say, I just saw it today. I did bookmark it in case I wanted to do Flapdoodle, but I think, it's kind of redundant considering I've pretty much given another article about it. But they just, I think they've started human trials on the anti-aging stuff they've been giving mice.
Is that the thing you talked about on one of the last episodes that we did?
I think I talked about this a while ago. It wasn't the telomere stuff.
Oh, okay.
But this is different. This is the one I think I mentioned doing something, giving the mice something that rejuvenates their muscles.
You've had a lot of stories like that.
Yeah. So the mice live twice as long. They're saying that like if this process is perfected with people, it means that like a 6-year-old could have the physique of a 20-year-old.
Right. Did we ever talk about that thing they found out where when they injected like old mice with young mouse blood that it like rejuvenated their organs or something?
I think you mentioned that. Yeah, you brought that up. I think maybe Dave had an article about something or whatever. But yeah.
Remember hearing about that.
I think I heard that Kim Jong-il used to get blood transfusions from young men to try and keep himself young or healthy or something like that.
They must have been doing it wrong.
Something.
I mean, he
something.
Lived to be like 85 or so, didn't he?
I don't know. Did he? His son's fairly young.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe I'm thinking of another tyrannical dictator.
Maybe.
Maybe King Sung Il or whatever the...
Kim Il-sung?
Yeah.
I believe, the first name is first and the family name comes first in Korea?
Yeah.
All right. So, Matt, what do you got? What do you got?
You want me to go first? You're just putting me on the spot.
Well, do you want me to go first, Matt?
Yes.
All right, fine.
Because I always go first, and I'm sick of it.
You are sick of it?
I'm not going to stand for it anymore.
You are not going to liver.
Lincoln. All right.
This one's from iflscience.com.
All right.
By Justin Alford. Scientists grow new blood vessels in just 7 days.
All right. I like it.
Using a couple spoonfuls of blood, scientists have grown functional blood cells in a dish in 7 days? Amazingly, doctors then successfully planted the vascular grafts into 3 children for bypass procedures. Now that the safety and feasibility of this speedy procedure has been established, medics can start using the technique as a novel way to treat patients with vascular diseases across the globe, which affect some 25 million individuals, including... my father. 3 years ago, professor of transplantation biology, Suchitra Sumitran Holgersson, and surgeon Michael Olausen grew a new blood vessel for a patient who was missing a vein that connects the gastrointestinal tract to the liver. To do this, the duo first needed to get hold of some stem cells, so they drilled into her bone marrow and isolated them using the patient's own cells. Is important because the foreign cells, of course, get rejected. While that procedure was successful, it took a month to grow the personalized vessel, and extracting bone marrow is particularly painful and unpleasant. But, thinking they could do better, the duo decided to try out a new procedure extracting stem cells from just blood samples. And only 25 milliliters of blood was taken from 3 children for this new trial, all of whom had the same condition as the woman that underwent the first procedure. After isolating the necessary cells from the sample, the team used them to repopulate a vascular scaffold obtained from a donor that has been stripped of its cells. Remarkably, it took just 1 week to grow the personalized grafts using this technique. The speedy growth was actually assisted by the blood itself because it contains growth-promoting substances. You can see awesome. In the picture.
Very cool.
Now, this seems to be in line with some other medical ideas I've seen for organ transplantation.
Do you let your dad know about this?
Well, it's kind of too late now. They already took blood vessels from his legs and put them on his heart, so...
I didn't know you could do that.
That's how bypass surgery is done.
Ah.
They take blood vessels from another part of your body, pop it on your heart where the dead ones were.
Gotcha.
This one.
These would be personalized for the
personalized,
heart.
Personalized, yeah. It would, well, for the person in general. Like, yeah, these would be heart. These would be blood vessels for the heart, or just at least in general. And it contains the patient's own cells, so the body would not reject it. The downside is that they needed donors anyway. Because this is one of those regenerative organ transplant procedures where you take an organ and strip it of all its cells, like bleach it all off. And then what you're left is with this like kind of like weird transparent matrix
mm-hmm.
that's like the shape of the heart or whatever organ you're going to rebuild. And then you start coating that with stem cells from the patient that needs it or animal, whatever, you know, if you're doing an experiment, maybe from like animals, something like that. And they've gotten, like, lungs and hearts and stuff to create.
Mm-hmm.
The tricky side is that getting blood vessels to, like, form with it. So, like, so far they just got, like, the organ itself. But
So is this a stem cell procedure?
Kind of. It uses stem cells and blood, I believe. Before, they used stem cells from bone marrow, but this time they just went straight up blood. And it grew it faster than the bone marrow one.
Wow.
And it wasn't that, you know, just... Pull 25 milliliters of blood isn't too much.
Yeah, that's not a lot.
No. And that's pretty remarkable. I'm hearing a lot of more and more and more stuff about the personalized organ transplants. I think I've heard of bladders and stuff being put in.
Mm-hmm.
So this is making some strides.
We're making progress.
Progress.
The medical field is getting very, very advanced.
It's climbing at a tremendous rate. And if that treatment that I was talking about earlier mm-hmm. in the episode, which I probably should have just gone on about, but having the body of a 20-year-old at 60, man. And if that's the case,
that would be
does
amazing.
That mean that 60 years later at 120 is when you're 40, you're like 40?
Yeah.
And then at 300, you're at 60?
That'd be amazing.
And so on along that scale. But then medical science will just keep ramping up as you get older and older. So
right.
then further and further along you get... So is it possible that...
Hopefully we're going to be around to reap the benefits from this
Yeah,
stuff.
I really hope so. I hope so. He's like, the doctor in it was talking about how, like, since it's going into, like, kind of human trials and the moon from the mouse
yeah.
state, this will just end up being, like, a routine thing as, like, getting vaccinations or
yeah.
antibiotics.
Kind of wish we were born, like, 15, 20 years ago, because I feel like they're going to be at, like, the peak of, like, when this stuff becomes available.
Yeah, it's like, I at least we'll maybe be at the age when it's, we'll get right in at the beginning and maybe
when it's unregulated.
Unregulated and we don't have to worry about like population control issues
yeah.
and stuff. But hopefully we'll be able to afford it. But I mean like you can just keep on imagine the amount of the retirement package you could save up working for like 300 years before you have to tire. Then you'd be like a million.
Oh my god, yeah. I mean if you still have like a body of somebody a third of your age at the time, then there's no reason you can't keep trucking along.
Yeah. That would be, I hope that yeah.
Would be pretty
Fingers
awesome.
Crossed, man.
I'm keeping them crossed. Fingers crossed to live in a 300.
I feel like I'm getting a lot of signs there, Carl. I need to start getting some more spooky articles. I think I do some
yeah.
hunting for some spooky stuff. Wasn't really haven't had much of that lately.
I had one in the last episode, didn't I?
Previous episode, you asked me, any developments on the Bizarre States fronts?
Yep.
Now there has.
What?
Yes.
Oh, why didn't you bring this up earlier?
I should have. We usually do this at the beginning of the episode, but I did receive an email back from Bizarre States, and they asked us to touch base with them again after the holidays, since right now they
wow.
are they're pretty bogged down with all their video, which
Luke,
I can understand.
That's but. Great news for our listeners.
So, Jessica Chobot and Andrew Bowser could maybe, possibly, potentially, hopefully,
come on our show.
Come on our show.
And then maybe we could go on their show.
That would be amazing.
I don't even know what I would do with myself. We'd have to bring our A game to that one.
We'd have to bring our AAA game for them coming on our show if we want to impress them.
Yep.
Because I was like, hey, you know, it'd be kind of like a spook off between who can bring the weirdest article to the table, which means you
God,
and I
be
need to
we
find
gotta,
the
yeah.
weirdest, spookiest,
we'd
craziest.
We'd have to like meet up beforehand to make
yeah,
sure we were ready
fun,
for that.
Right? Yeah.
Wow. So in the spring or next year, you said?
Yeah, it might be next year after the holidays. Could be. Hopefully they remember.
Fingers crossed, man. Like,
crossed.
That's a huge development.
I would be ecstatic.
That would be like the biggest thing to happen in Flapdoodle Forum history.
It would be the biggest thing that happened in Flapdoodle history since Travis Ritchie coming on the show.
Wow. Well, keep me posted, Luke.
I will keep you posted.
Don't wait until like the middle of the episode to bring that up.
Any Josh Gates?
Nope.
Well, maybe this will entice it.
Yeah, if we keep building up notoriety.
Yeah. Next topic. All right, Matt, what do you got?
I've got a nice little WTF article.
We haven't had one of those in a while. Not one of those weird, what the f***.
This is from news.com.au. So it's like an Australian news site.
News.com.au. What?
News.com.au.
This sounds very fishy.
You can fact check this. It seems legit. All
right.
No, it's the Australian News Network or something.
Like the official?
I don't know. All right. The title of this one is Man Eaten by Anaconda for Discovery Channel.
Oh, I think I saw this just today. The guy wants to put on a snake proof.
Hey, whose story is this? I'm sorry.
Go on, Matt.
I didn't interrupt you when you were presenting yours.
All right, go on.
So, it's safe to say most of us have probably never wondered what it would be like to be eaten by an anaconda. But this guy has, and he's going to find out. Paul Rosalie, a naturalist and wildlife filmmaker, has made a custom-built snake-proof suit that he will test when he is eaten by the beast. The risky experiment, which aims to document what it's like to enter the belly of the creature, will air on the Discovery Channel on December 7th. The show has already copped some criticism, with animal welfare organizations worried about the welfare of the snake. Rosalie took to Twitter in response of the criticism. And he goes on to say, if you know me, I would never hurt a living thing, but you'll have to watch Eaten Alive to find out how it goes down. As of yet, Discovery has not addressed the concerns and still has a page promoting the show on their website. December 7th will tell us if he and the snake make it out alive.
Now, yeah, I read some of that. Not that article, but a different one. He plans, once he's inside, to do something to get the snake to throw him up. I don't know what that is.
I'm kind of curious. This sounds
curious
pretty crazy.
And he wants like an anaconda. Well, don't those snakes usually crush, like, choke their prey before? What is snake
proof
mean?
Does he have like oxygen tanks like in his suit or whatever?
Yeah,
like how is he gonna survive?
Like, is this like a crush proof suit that like the snake can't destroy?
That's just weird, man. I would not.
Or
wanna.
Is he not like thinking ahead? He's like, oh, he won't be able to bite me and poison me. And I'm like, no, dude,
no,
that's
I'm
not what
this
those
has
snakes
already happened,
do.
So,
oh, it already happened.
Yeah, because it's airing on December 7th.
Oh,
so. This is already said and done.
Already said and done.
I assume.
You assume.
So what do you think, man? Do you think that is something that's worth being done? Or do you
think
it's a little unethical?
I'm certainly intrigued, but then I've seen pictures of snakes that try to swallow alligators. And they're like the width of a person, right?
Right.
A person would be...
And how big is this crush-proof suit?
Yeah.
Like, how much bulk does that add?
So how would the snake burst open, like, from when it was eating these crocodiles and stuff?
That would be disgusting if they heard that.
He's like, oh, I wouldn't do anything to hurt the snake. Well, how are you getting out of the snake?
Yeah.
Are you going to cut yourself out of the snake? You're going to try and get the snake
kind
to
of a
poop
risky,
you out?
Operation, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have the snake cough you up, and how are you going to do that? You're going to have some people with, like, a rope on the end going in. They're going to pull you out?
I don't think it works like that.
They got to work something
Somebody's out. Somebody's going to step on the end of the snake and just pull him out
or
something.
He's wearing a suit that's going to prevent the snake from like digesting him. And it's like, but then he'll never digest. So he's just going to sit in the snake body and the snake's going to like starve to death.
I don't know, dude.
I don't know either,
There's
man.
So much that can go wrong with this. But when a snake eats an alligator, isn't that usually like enough food to last them for like months or something like that?
Yeah, I believe.
Like, how long does it take them to digest
it? I think they don't need to eat for a while after they've eaten something pretty big. It just sits in their stomach, goes blah, 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 and dissolves away.
Yeah.
It's a good question. I don't know. I'm curious to see. I want to know.
I don't want to watch. I just want to know.
It's so weird. You don't want to watch him just slowly go...
I don't know, man. As long as nothing freaky happens, like the snake blows up or something like that, then I guess I could...
Yeah, it was like, just... I hate to like this...
Something gross.
Yeah, this guy dies.
I think we would have heard of it if he actually died from it.
Wait, you see it's airing live.
Why don't you look it up? Computer boy. There's a little thing with this article, too. Crazy things pythons have tried to digest.
A man to be eaten alive by anaconda.
A 16-foot-long Burmese python was found to have a whole adult deer in its stomach.
Wow.
That's insane. Oh!
So could
look, it shows the deer inside the snake.
Did the snake die? Or did they just like kill the snake and cut it open?
Holy crap.
This guy holding the snake that kind of looks like Ulysses.
One of the biggest snakes ever found in South Florida.
So there's some promos out. It's not a hoax. Oh, it has been filmed and will... Okay, so it's happened and he's alive and everything. So I am curious. Find out.
What's in the promo? Looks like let's watch.
Fast forward.
I don't remember.
Wow, look. That's a big suit. Oh, they are going to pull him out.
Head first. Okay.
It's like a Darth Vader sound there. Okay. I don't know. That suit didn't like look completely like crush proof. It looked like it was just like body armor put on, not like an exoskeleton. So I'm a little worried.
Well, he made it.
Made it apparently, out. Apparently, so. Unless like something goes wrong and then like you're watching this waiting for him to get eaten by a snake and then it doesn't happen.
That'd because be so like, you know,
yeah. We and my family call that a giant squid. After watching, my mom let us stay up late when we were little kids. We all sat down and watched this special on giant squids.
I think I remember one of those.
Yeah. And they hyped it as if you were going to see some giant squids in this
I think
thing.
I remember that, yeah.
Watched
Wasn't it like a huge deal?
Yeah. Nothing. There was not a single giant squid found at all.
That.
And yeah. So this to this day, we call things like that giant squids.
Makes sense. Well, I'm curious.
Me too. Well, Matt.
Would you
no.
go into...
Absolutely not.
What if somebody was going to pay you $50,000?
Absolutely not. Get up in the billions and then...
Billions?
And then I'm confident. And then I'm only just...
starting to consider.
Yeah.
Well then. I guess you're not getting into a snake-proof suit anytime soon?
Nope. But snakes I am getting into out. A suit-proof snake.
Wouldn't that be even worse?
No comment.
All right, so we'll leave you folks contemplating that what that means.
Well, hopefully next Flapdoodle Forum, we can have some... Let's go more paranormal this time. I want to see what we can come up with.
We should start doing, like, themed episodes.
Yeah, let's do that. I want to try to get ourselves...
So paranormal or crypto?
Crypto, and both of those. Any UFO-y,
spooky
anything like that. Spooky stuff.
We got to start getting into the rhythm so
rhythms,
we can...
yeah, get ourselves prepared.
Prepared for
yeah.
the bizarre states.
And we can have some episodes we can shoot at them. Like, hey guys, we're prepping. We're getting ready.
Spooky stuff.
Spooky stuff.
Like unexplainable spooky stuff.
Yeah.
That's my cup of tea right there.
All right, yeah. We've done lots of science so far. Lots of what the hells.
Spooky stuff.
Let's do some spooky stuff. Dave's been the one bringing up the spooky stuff.
Don't worry, I'll have something really spooky.
Oh, okay.
Didn't our show start as kind of like that, and then all of a sudden it became like a science-y...
Yeah, because I just kept finding really crazy science stuff, and then I don't know what you would find. You found some weird thing.
I had a good mix.
All right.
I'll be ready.
Well, Jelly Folk, thanks for listening to this episode of Flapdoodle Forum. We've been your hosts, Lucas Wilson and...
Matt Buckley.
If you enjoyed this episode, may I suggest you hop on over to our website at psychojellyfish.com to find this and other podcasts. You can also subscribe to us on iTunes and the podcast app Stitcher. Please rate and review. It really does help out the show. If you're a fan and you want to help spread the madness, give us a like at facebook.com/psychojellyfish or follow us on Twitter at Jellycast. And finally, thoughts, words, comments, or questions... perhaps a strange story you want to send our way, send it to email at psychojellyfish.com or leave it in the comments. It's been a fun one, folks.
See you later.
Keep it psycho. 3 years ago, Professor Transplantation...
What?
I read that wrong. 3 years ago, professor of transplantation biology. Yeah, that would have been like, are we on the...
It's like a mad scientist or something.
Yeah, are we on the onion now?